A thin line. Once I saw a river of bats stream like black confetti over my head, fan out across the valley, wing and swerve to swallow mosquitoes in their thin throats. Imagine their winged hands in the dark air, their nipples and warm bellies and tiny shouts bouncing back the geometry of moth wings in an ocean of night. I have a friend who placed them side by side, two skulls meticulously cleaned, wolf and bat. The same slide down the nose, hollowed caves for eyes, even those curved canine teeth. Almost identical, except one was tiny. One could be crushed to crumbs between two fingers. He set them on his table made of black stone, with fossils spiraled like shooting stars. We crouched on the floor, eye to eye, to see. There's not much between us on the sinewy earth. The sky is an eggshell that keeps us warm. Things repeat themselves and then startle in their newness, the way bones are rivers for a while and then become river beds with curves and sockets where life pooled and chewed. Memory too circles back, the thick resting weight of your hands on me, like a bat wraps her shawl of wings around the warm planet of her pulsing heart, the ice light of stars a breath away.